This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Families of two recent mass shooting victims in the United States will appear before a U.S. House of Representatives panel next week as Democrats try to bring home the devastation of the nation's gun violence pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney says the hearings aimed at galvanizing bipartisan support for gun laws that can save lives. The panel will hear from the mother of a man shot at a Buffalo supermarket and the parents of a 10-year-old girl killed in her Texas classroom. Also due to appear, a Uvalde fourth grader whose story President Biden recounted last night while urging Congress to act.
Who smeared blood off her murdered friend's body on her own face to lie still among the corpses in her classroom and pretend she was dead in order to stay alive.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The father of a 10-year-old girl slain in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting and a school employee have taken initial steps that could lead to lawsuits against Daniel Defense. It's the maker of the semi-automatic rifle used in last week's massacre that killed 21 people. Lawyers for Alfred Garza, father of Robb Elementary School student Amory Joe Garza, requested in a letter on Friday that Daniel Defense provide information about its marketing to teens and children. No lawsuits have been yet announced against Daniel Defense stemming from the shooting, and the company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The European Union on Friday blacklisted Russian military commanders who it said led troops involved in atrocities in Ukraine, describing them as butchers. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday, victory will be ours as the conflict with Russia entered its 100th day. Zelensky appeared in a video filmed outside the presidential palace in Kyiv, flanked by the same officials who appeared in a similar video on the day of the invasion, February 24th. European leaders voiced solidarity with Ukraine. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen wrote on Twitter, 100 days ago, Russia unleashed its unjustifiable war on Ukraine. The bravery of Ukrainians commands our respect and our admiration. The EU stands with Ukraine. The war has prompted a huge exodus of Ukrainian refugees, with some 6 million fleeing to neighboring countries so far. A further 8 million are internally displaced within Ukraine. Iran said Friday it will respond immediately to any political action at an upcoming meeting of the UN nuclear watchdog after the U.S. vowed to join Europeans in urging Tehran's cooperation. Talks to revive a hobbled 2015 nuclear deal between the Islamic Republic and world powers have been stalled since March, ahead of a pivotal meeting next week of the International Atomic Energy Agency Board of Governors. The U.S. said Thursday that it will join Britain, France, and Germany in seeking an IAEA resolution at that meeting after the nuclear watchdog said Iran had not clarified questions about the presence of nuclear material found at three undeclared sites. The 2015 agreement gave Iran relief from crippling economic sanctions in exchange for curbs on its nuclear activities. Members of Britain's royal family attended a service Friday at St. Paul's Cathedral, although the Queen had to skip the event due to difficulty getting around at age 96. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The congregation at St. Paul's included members of the royal family, senior politicians, diplomats, and more than 400 essential workers, charity volunteers, and members of the armed forces who've been invited in recognition of their service to the community. The sermon, delivered by the Archbishop of York, Stephen Cottrell, praised the Queen for her long life of service.
We are glad that there is still more to come. So thank you for staying the course.
Alongside Charles's leading role, royal watchers had quickly shifted their focus to Harry and Meghan as they made their first public appearance in festivities marking the Platinum Jubilee. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And once again, our top story this hour. Families of two recent mass shooting victims will appear before a House of Representatives panel next week as Democrats try to bring home the devastation of the nation's gun violence pandemic. Marissa Melton, VOA.